This is John Batchelor in conversation with my good friend, Bob Zimmerman, about Apophis, 99942 Apophis, a near-Earth asteroid that gave excitement in 2004 when it was calculated it might, slim, but might strike the Earth. Now the next iteration of Apophis will be in 2029. The closest Apophis is calculated to come to us is not until the late 22nd century, 2183, Bob gives the date. The report here is that a private enterprise is planning to rendezvous with Apophis in 2028, and Bob explains. Apophis gets excitement when you think of the end of the world. It's 370 meters. That is ferocious, and it would cause a bad day in Paris. But it's not a planet killer, nor is it a dino killer. It's 370 meters of loose rubble coming in at a velocity and an angle I can't calculate. Not a good thing, but quite ordinary in our solar system. We've been a long time without a contact of a major asteroid, near-Earth asteroid, NEO, near-Earth object. Here's Bob Zimmerman on a rendezvous with Apophis. In the future. I hope to see it.
Apophis is an asteroid. It's a potentially dangerous asteroid. They have now calculated its orbit for many, many centuries, and they do not think it has any chance of hitting the Earth, at least until the late 2100s. 2183, I think, is the next possible impact point, but even that is low, low, low chance. It's going to pass by the Earth in 2029, April 29. And there is OSIRIS REx is right now on its way to go to do a rendezvous to inspect it closely. There's a few other missions that are being planned or discussed right now. But what's interesting was announced by a private orbital tug startup called Exploration Labs, X-Labs. X-Labs announced that it's planning to use its orbital tug to deliver three CubeSats on a rendezvous mission to the asteroid Apophis. In 2028, to fly past the astronaut shortly before it reaches the Earth in 2029.
More of this later.